This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Skousen is our guest. I'm going to open the phones up specifically on the North Korea Peninsula, the South China Sea, geopolitical issues. That's a wide area. He's with us at the bottom of the hour. Then Melly Weaver's going to pop in on our pedophile network report that we're doing out west. Some really hardcore investigations with law enforcement and others that are letting us in to see their files and information. I told Millie, you don't have to look at all this, and I said I wouldn't look at it. So we actually told the police and others, no, we just want to see how they're doing it on the dark web, how that's happening, and expose this. I'm not looking at it, so I will not look at it because it would hurt you just to look at that. I mean, warn everybody, folks. I would not ever look at even an investigation of child porn. I don't know how people even do it. So we're going to be getting into all of that. I've never seen such pushback than when we start getting into the whole pedophile networks and Satanism. And, folks, it's so huge. I've met with so many people that are involved with you name it. I can't really say all the agencies. And they just say, Alex, it's even worse than you're saying. And then we can't ever get above the procurers three levels up. It just gets killed by major police departments, you name it. It's protected. And 12-year-old girls, you know, going around delivering drugs on top of having sex with people is the tip of the iceberg. And that's done just out in the open now. So, but I'm not going to say anymore. The problem is I learn all this stuff, and then I get chewed out if I even talk about any of it. So, in fact, I haven't talked about any of it. I'm just going to stop right there. And I also tend to shy away from all this because I don't like focusing on it. I don't like it. I've got children, and it makes me feel angry. It makes me feel, quite frankly, violent. And then I start blowing up, which is not an act. At a certain point, it's just a switch gets flipped. And that's why I've been lacking covering this the last decade. A decade ago or more, I covered it a lot. That's how Paul Watson got hired, because he was in Britain. He sees it all in the news. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. A lot do. We do a little bit different clock and formats. That's why I've got Joel sitting there on hold, because I want him to be able to speak for about 5 minutes directly to the president. We're going to edit it together later and put it out as Joel Skousen's, a warning to President Trump so that he can actually, you know, not have me cutting in over it. So we're going to come back from break and give him the floor for a couple minutes. But just 2 minutes before we come back and do that, Joel, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First time callers or folks that got good phones is all I'm asking. In the minute and a half we have left before we go to break, other tidbits. I mean, you were revising your forecast that's been pretty much dead on. You've been saying for, well, 18, 19 years ago, you said between 2017 and 2020, nuclear war triggered in Korea. Then the last few years, you said, well, more like they're behind schedule. So you'd say maybe 2020, 2022. You said this hundreds of times here. Now you're going, oh, no, let me take it back to what I said, 19 years ago. That's pretty spooky when you've got such credibility with your track record.
Well, it is true that Russia and China aren't ready, but that doesn't mean that they may not see a tactical advantage. And the globalists may see a tactical advantage. You know, normally I've always said the globalists can't start this war. They have to wait for Russia and China to start it. But it looks like the scenario is waking up where they can, through globalists that are trying to manipulate Trump, they can get him to preemptively work or strike against North Korea and trigger World War III early. Now, that actually is to the advantage of the globalists, because if they can get Russia and China to go to war before they're fully ready, then there's a greater chance that they can beat Russia. Now, as I've also said, in strategy-wise, I think the globalists during this war will cut a deal with Red China to betray Russia, to attack its rear, just as they made a deal.
You said that over 10 years ago, and clearly now Russia is on the menu. I mean, they really want war with Russia. So clearly, it's up next, right?
And Russia's going down, I believe. I don't believe they're going to win this war. But it's going to be devastating to U.S. military because our government is going to absorb a nuclear first strike in order to justify getting us into a militarized global government.
But it is true that the Russians listen to this show. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, let me just declare where I stand in this. I don't want the Anglo-American establishment to win world government. I don't want the Russian establishment to have it, the communist Chinese. I want a world based on productivity and being open and honorable and on what you actually produce and what you stand for. And I want to believe in our species, and I want us to go to the next level. And I want us to be open and free and quite frankly, a true Christian system. We don't force people to free will, but we need to be open to build our free open systems that then everyone can see are the model. Doesn't mean I'm on some high horse. Doesn't mean I've got all the answers, but I'm not out to get people. And Trump undoubtedly has a spirit of productivity and wealth, and he likes seeing people doing well. He's very hard-nosed, but he isn't out to get people like a Madeleine Albright or others that like you being poor, you know, whose father robbed the Jews and she was Jewish, or George Soros, the same story. The communist Chinese, there's a wickedness where they want you poor. They want you. It's feudalism under their control. Could have seen humanity blossom. It's very anti-human. Like the Bible says, a fallen one, here to deceive, here to destroy us, here to steal our future. You can say, well, that's the Bible. I don't believe it. Okay, well, whether it's real or not, and of course it is, not men's interpretations, but what it is already here. It's all proven. They're announcing microchips to work at all these companies, Associated Press, brain chips for the troops. It's all just being announced now like it's no big deal. So great evil is coming upon the earth right now. And the big mega churches are controlled, folks. And so I don't know what we're supposed to do other than just spread the word and take action. I want to take some phone calls here, but Joel Skousen, just you got cut off by the break earlier. Thank you for joining us today, Editor-in-Chief of WorldFirstBrief.com. It's been right on target with the whole North Korea situation for close to two decades that I know. Can you get into then what you think the president should do with this mutiny of the deep state where they're acting like Obama never left? Obama said he would do that. Just the arrogance. What does the president do? I know he doesn't want to look too mean. Well, they're the ones that are in open rebellion in major elite publications saying overthrow the president, use COG to overthrow the president. I could see months ago that's what they were setting up. Now they admit it. I don't think they got the idea from me. I could see what they were preparing. They may make a real run at the president. So can you brief him in the next 5-10 minutes, and we'll take a few calls, on what you think his number one threat is and then what you would do?
Well, the number one threat to Donald Trump are the globalists and neocons that he's allowed to get in administration, about 50%. And they're in some of the most important positions now. They're in the National Security Council, they're in the Department of State, and they're in the Department of Defense. And so they're controlling foreign policy, and that's why he's getting bad information about the Syria false flag attack. Now, here's how you control that. First of all, you've got to get control of the bureaucracy. When George W. Bush was president, his handler was Vice President Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney expanded the vice president's office from a staff of approximately 15 to over 600. He had people in every agency of government dictating, watching over, filtering, and making sure that people obeyed what he wanted to do. And it wasn't, George W. Bush was basically...
And from his huge residence down the street from that building, he ran the whole show.
Yeah, from the National Observatory, where the vice president's residence is. And during his tenure, he built a great big nuclear underground bunker underneath that building so that the vice president had a personal bunker against nuclear attack. And the government obviously knows this is coming. So the second thing that Donald Trump needs to do immediately is repeal PDD 60. That is the presidential decision directive that basically instructs our nuclear forces to not launch on warning, but to prepare to absorb a nuclear first strike. PDD 60 is a devastating thing, and Trump doesn't even know about it, I'm convinced. Now, the third thing he needs to do, he needs to get a briefing from people who understand the globalist conspiracy. I'm convinced he does not understand the details. He understands in general there is a globalist conspiracy, but without knowing the details, especially as it pertains to foreign policy, false flag operation, terrorism, 9/11, creation of ISIS, he cannot operate with a general feeling about globalism. The third thing he needs to create is an ombudsman for the conservative movement, for his own supporters, if you will. In other words, he needs to have someone who people on this side of the spectrum can contact. We don't have any way to contact the Trump administration.
He needs to organize and rally his true base.
Exactly, and you do that by giving them ability to give feedback. Someone who has direct access to the president to take that feedback and who's sympathetic to it, who will not filter out things just because they have the taint of conspiracy.
And Bannon was supposed to do that, but then he got so attacked by the media, he went into a fortress mode.
That's right, although I'm not sure Bannon has the full credentials to do that. He really needs to sit down with you and me and Dr. Chuck Baldwin or other people who really understand what's going on, who can brief him in a credible way.
Now, by the way, we're not bragging. We literally, you and others, your uncle created the modern resistance movement. I mean, so we're not just shooting our mouths off. We have the people. They have us. We're together in fighting our hearts out here, and we literally want to help the president. We want to restore the republic. And even UKIP said half their members are from InfoWars, and then as soon as they get into power, it's like we don't even exist. We don't want power. We're not in Washington. We want to be as far away from it as possible. But the president needs to energize and work with us and understand that.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, once you're president, you get so overwhelmed with briefings and your schedule gets so full that it's very difficult to get in a word in edgewise.
And that's done on purpose.
That's done on purpose. You're right. And, you know, the president's a little bit upset with Reince Priebus manhandling this health care thing and not getting the right people to him. Priebus kept Rand Paul away from Donald Trump. Donald Trump never even read the health care bill. He simply took what the Republicans had put together.
They lied to him.
That's right. He said, this is the plan that you want. He went with it, but he never read it. And I think he's been stung enough that after talking with Rand Paul, he probably will start to dig into this. He does sleep very little. He does spend a lot of early morning hours watching the Internet and other things. And if by some act of God we could get some access, you know, I think Donald Trump has a good heart.
Well, sure, you and others have reached out and said, if you talk to Trump, tell him this. Half the time I've missed the calls, and other ones, early on calls were like 15 minutes long, we could really talk. Now it's like, Alex, a lot of folks watching. He knows he's, everything he's saying is being recorded. Keep it up. Great job. How's the family? Just keep it up. You know, I'm delivering. Are you happy? It's mainly a pat on the head, and I get that. But then I've had folks that have to go have private meetings with him, and he's literally just like, yeah, and I can't get into it. But, I mean, Trump really does want to take on the globalists, but he's so surrounded, and he's lied to by everybody. And I'm not just lionizing him and giving him excuses. They literally lie to his face and then go do the opposite. He's just surrounded by a bunch of cowards that are too weak to be strong.
Well, he is a good person, but he isn't, you know, one man can't run the huge business like the United States government is. You've really got to have a large team. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people in our side of the movement that have a lot of experience in government because they're blacklisted. They cannot get jobs in government, and they cannot deal with the evil and the bureaucracy once they're in there.
Exactly. They don't let us anywhere near anything. Of course, you led one of the major movements with Reagan to try to restore things. That got blocked.
That's right. I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in the 1980s trying to stop the Reagan Compromise, and it was amazing how much opposition we got from Republicans. It was the liberal Republicans that did not want us to influence Reagan. And Reagan had a good heart, but he was influenced by George H.W. Bush, who was sent in there, forced upon Reagan, in order to control his administration and give him power over the entire bureaucracy of government, so that he controlled who was hired.
But regardless, we've seen a major wounding, have we not, of the globalist agenda. Wherever Trump goes, we're back in the fight now.
Well, absolutely. But the retaliation of the globalists is powerful. For example, they are undermining the Brexit in ways that you wouldn't realize. Look at what.
Well, let me tell you, they are all over us with intel. I can't believe. They are just hitting us from every angle financially.
Yeah, but Theresa May inculcated all EU law into British law and then said, now we'll just pick and choose and remove what we want. You know, it's 10 times as hard to remove a law that has a benefit-corrupted majority supporting it. Once it's in, it would have been much better to simply cut the Brexit off and just say, we'll start from scratch and we'll take in what we want.
That's right. You've got to get all the tentacles off you. Let's take a few calls with Joel Scalzo, and we're going to edit this down the last 20 minutes, like a 10-minute message to you to the president. I think that's important. And everybody, YouTubers, everybody should have your message to the president. You got a very good chance of him seeing it. They won't let you, you know, get up in the top of his Twitter feed now. They know he needs the feedback. He listens to you. It's not that I'm that special. Trump calls hundreds and hundreds of people a week. That are just in the liberty movement. I mean, it's amazing. He really does want to interface with the people. That's something he does. His dad did it. So it's not that even that big a deal. The president calls me sometimes. Though when I miss the call, I get really upset. Let's go ahead and go to John in Texas. John, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. The first thing they need to do before they start a war with North Korea is, like you said, they need to go after these people that transferred all the technology there. They need to go after the ones that transferred the technology to China. Because the Chinese would not have the military they have today without these free trade agreements.
I totally agree, Joel. I mean, is it not high treason that the Clintons, but also some Republicans, transferred everything to China and now North Korea? That's insane.
Yes, it was done mostly through the Commerce Department. It happened during the Clinton years. It happened during the Bush years. It never stopped. In fact, Condoleezza Rice was nearly indicted for being involved in a spy scandal with a Chinese person.
Why would you sell ICBM and cruise missile technology to your number one enemy? What the hell are these people? Excuse me, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm so angry at these people.
Well, it's just like Henry Kissinger talking Richard Nixon into giving the miniature ball bearing technology to Russia so they could MIRV their missiles. They didn't have independent warheads until we gave them the miniature ball bearing technology. And why do they do that? Because they are building the best enemies that money can buy. They want this war. They want this America attacked. They don't intend to lose the war, but they do intend to absorb a nuclear first strike. And Donald Trump needs to know that, unless he gets trapped into this. If he starts a war without understanding what's going to happen, I can tell you, he can authorize a nuclear retaliation, but I can tell you those codes aren't going to get to the
missile. Stay there. I want to talk some things more calls. Maybe keep me longer. I want to get into how this could trigger a larger war.
Hi, Uncle Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Take a mortal man. control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Scouts are getting taking phone calls. I'm going to have a little bit in the next segment with me as well to actually take a few calls and talk about, and I've got all the scenarios here and I've read about them and watched it, how easy a nuclear war can start. North Korea fires a missile, or they, or the U.S. knows they're loading an atomics on it, or maybe, so they blow them up on the launch pad. Then the North starts attacking South Korea and a war starts, and then the military is going to say hit them with tactical nuclear weapons to stop them coming across, or China may launch nukes. Or North Korea might then launch one on Seoul. I mean, it just goes everywhere. And all some little crazy fat man who's the just the image of a wimpy dictator, it's ridiculous. What a poster child for big government and communism. But let's go to John in New York, another John. John, you're on the air with Joel Skousen, the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. Go ahead.
All right, Alex, first of all, thanks for everything you do. I wanted to say anyone who's more interested in evidence that the global elites have interest in turning over U.S. interest to China should look at WikiLeaks email number 23730, in which Clinton wants to discuss turning over Taiwan to China in order to curry favor with the Chinese. Now, Taiwan, a lot of people don't know, was modeled after the U.S. It was the original government of China before it was kicked out by the commies. So for Clinton to do that would basically turn over the entire South China Sea to communist dictator.
That's a great point, Joel Skousen. We're putting the WikiLeaks up there.
Well, remember that the globalists have been doing this ever since the beginning, when they, in 1949, allowed Mao Zedong to take over China by cutting off military aid to Chiang Kai-shek, who fled, of course, to Formosa, which now has become Taiwan. So the globalists under Henry Kissinger gave away free China, let them be replaced at the United Nations with Red China, even gave them a seat on the Security Council. This is part of the effort of building an enemy, a future enemy. It's not an indication that the globalists are in bed with China in a knowing relationship. It is a one-way street. It is globalists giving to China, China only playing as if they're partly free market, playing as if they might be friendly or something. But it's literally a one-way street.
Sure, both sides are exploiting each other, and the West is exploiting all the slave labor in China.
But it is not joint collaboration as if the globalists own China or Russia. These are still separate predator powers.
John, that's a great point you raised, though, that our so-called elites, Hillary, is just so ready to sell out whole regions, whole countries, whole systems of these people. It's sickening. Anything else, Sean?
Well, I just want to say that the people of Taiwan, I go there frequently, and they love Trump because he's the first president to talk to the president of Taiwan in 30 years. We've got a lot of support over there. We can't let these people down.
Well, I just know this. I mean, we have true communist evil in China expanding, and our media never says a word about it, but then wants to have war with Russia constantly. Let's take another call. Thank you, John. We're going to go to North Carolina now and talk to Chris. Chris in North Carolina, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you guys for all that you do. I know you don't like the thanks, but
I just don't want to die in a nuclear war. I want my kids to live. But, yes, sir, thank you. Thank you for what you do, Chris.
And, I definitely believe it's going to come from North Korea. I mean, you can see it being set up plain as day. And I want to let you guys know that I watched Strategic Relocation by Joel, I think it was about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I lived in a major city, and I got the heck out of the city. Now I live in rural area, and it's because of, I always knew that something was coming. And I know it's coming a lot faster than what we probably expect.
I was about to say, my instinct says get way away from populated centers. So that's a great point.
Mighty senses have been going crazy. And I think Joel is definitely correct about, you know, what I think they're going to do is they're going to put Trump in a situation where you know, something will happen, and then they'll end up blaming it on him, just like they're blaming everything else on him. I'll quickly say I'm a black male, first time voting. I mean, in my early 40s, I just voted for the first time. I voted for Trump because I think he's got the right intentions. I think he knows what's going on, but I don't think he understands the total depth of this thing.
Chris, it's good to have you on board. God bless you. We're out of time. I'm going to come back and get Joel's comment on your great points. Absolutely. That's why the globalists hate Trump so much. We're going to come back with Joel's response, more calls, and then talk about how this war could be triggered, and then what would happen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride.
All right, final segment with Joel Skousen, taking a few phone calls here. But the last caller brought up why the elite hate Trump so much. Joel Skousen, in your gut, do you think they'll try to kill Trump or just try to wind up some crazy to do it? Hope all their anti-Trump hype does it. I mean, don't they endanger themselves turning him into a martyr? But then if you pull back, They're just already so panicked he's in the office that it seems like they're not worried about what might come. They just want that victory over the nationalists now.
Well, the danger they run in doing an assassination attempt is it always leaves a lot of trails, like the JFK assassination. It creates a tremendous body of evidence for conspiracy, and they're reluctant to do that. I mean, 9/11 boosted the conspiracy community by 30 or 40 or 50%. Just because of all the tracks government left in pulling off that false flag operation. So I think that's doubtful, especially as they're being able to control him so successfully on foreign policy. I mean, as typical, you know, like happened yesterday when he came out railing against Assad, that means he bought into the chemical weapons attack, even though none of the mainstream media actually said it was proven that was Assad, because it can't be proven. It wasn't him. It was the rebels. So I think it's most likely they're going to try to continue to discredit him while they control him in foreign policy so that he can't be reelected. But talking about North Korea, I think there is a very real possibility that that scenario is true, that they will try to precipitate this strike before the end of the Trump administration so that they blame him on it. And that's why...
That's right. They're on the news saying what's happening now is Trump's fault. It's North Korea. It's the Clintons giving them the weapons. Anyone informed, it's like laughable to blame Trump. It's just insane. Breaking news. I don't know about this decision. He's obviously better than Obama or somebody. Rick Perry's got great rhetoric. So, again, it shows how Trump wants to be a patriot. But then Rick Perry only became Mr. Tea Party when we made him. Rick Perry, statesman is reporting, added to National Security Council's core decision makers. Rick Perry, former Texas governor, added to the National Security Council. That is cockamamie.
I'm a little worried about that because Rick Perry has been an unstable voice for the conservative community. He's been all over the map, and he has followed some globalist agendas when it came to that NAFTA corridor in Texas.
And he's gone to Bilderberg.
Yeah, he's gone to Bilderberg. So, look, anybody that McMaster allows to be on the National Security Council is going to be safe.
I was about to say, that means I see Perry as a lapdog, former Democrat. He's just a yes man. I don't think he's a bad person. I know him. I think they put a lapdog on there.
But he's not particularly smart either. So those kinds of people are manipulable. The point your last caller brought up, though, is very important about how much he learned from strategic relocation about getting out of the big cities. If you're in the big cities when this nuclear war comes, not that big cities are going to be targeted first, they're not, but there will be an EMP strike that hits, and there's going to be a tremendous amount of chaos and social unrest. People need to have alternatives for getting out of the big cities or retreats or arrangements with families who live in more rural areas. You know, Alex and I did a video on securing your home. It hasn't been released yet. It's going to be done shortly. But we're giving real prime information to all you people on how to develop inexpensively a fallout and safety shelter in your own home that can be done quite economically. So you don't have to be held hostage by the threat of nuclear war. There's actually something that you can do.
Wow. Okay. I want to go to a few calls here in closing, but spend a few minutes on how the war could be triggered. There's three or four different scenarios I know, main scenarios, but you're a former Marine Corps officer, fighter bomber pilot, guy that's predicted, really studied this particularly, this trigger for World War III. We could probably put on screen just a map of the Korean Peninsula, the South China Sea, but China projecting its power very belligerently, breaking deals it had with the Anglo-American establishment to be dominant economic force but not military. They're breaking with that. Why are they breaking with it? And then let's talk about the triggers, how this would go. Because even mainstream news says this could easily escalate to nuclear war in a matter of minutes.
Yes, the main principle from a military standpoint and what North Korea has prepared for years is a mass invasion across the peninsula into the south and shelling of Seoul, to which the United States military could only stop, because it's 2 million men versus 50,000 men, you can only stop that with tactical nuclear weapons. That would trigger a nuclear war. But the more likely scenario now, Alex, is that Kim Jong-un makes good on his threat and launches a missile at Hawaii. Now, that said, remember that Kim Jong-un does not have maneuvering warheads like the Chinese and the Russians. His missile would be easy to track, easy to shoot down, and U.S. naval vessels with the Aegis anti-missile system would easily shoot down the missile.
Now, it's a softball.
That's right. So at that point, when it shut down, I don't care if it comes over the pole towards the East Coast, or I think they'll try for something in Hawaii, because remember, North Korea has never tested a nuclear weapon to a target where you get a circular error probable. They don't know how accurate their missiles are yet. And so but in any case, it's going to be shot down by the West, and then the West has a decision. We really need to, they'll say, you know, take out their nuclear capacity because they've threatened us now. If they did, that could trigger nuclear war. If they did retaliate and take out their missile sites as well as their nuclear...
And we've got the Secretary of State generals all saying the only option might be hitting the sites. They're going right to just annihilating the sites right now because Kim Jong-un is threatening to blow up Seoul and Tokyo. So,
But I don't think that'll happen, Alex. I don't think they'll move first. I think the U.S. has confidence in their ability to shoot down a missile, so they're going to wait to see if Kim Jong-un... The globalists don't want to appear to be the aggressors. They've got to appear the victims in this next war, and they can do so...
Then why is North Korea exactly playing along with that? I get China wants a plausible deniability of the war happens, but that's a two-way street, and it seems like it cuts harder on the other side of them being the aggressor. Everybody knows that's their pet pig, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, well, he has whipped up his troops to a frenzy every year in speeches for them, telling them we're going to attack, that it's imminent. He's got to keep doing something. I mean, this guy is not stable. This guy is a juvenile mind. It's just incredible.
Now, why don't their elites, I know China runs in North Korea, but how do they do that? I don't know, a lot of research goes into it. Why hasn't their elite killed him, reformed, merged with South Korea? Why do they want to be communist?
Well, remember, they want Kim Jong-un to have a crazy man to start the war. I mean, China needs someone to start the war so that they can't be blamed on it, so that Russia can't be blamed on it. They've got every motive in the world to keep Kim Jong-un and every other wire-headed kid in office if he should die. And China controls Kim Jong-un mostly through controlling the military. The military is controlled by Chinese generals. They don't make a move without consulting with Red China. So I think that situation is not going to change. But Kim Jong-un thinks he's in charge. That's what's dangerous. He can launch a missile and start a war. And, you know, he attacks South Korea at least once a year, whether it's attacking a patrol boat or shelling an island. That's all provocation. But I think things are heating up and they're getting serious. We need to watch this very closely.
All right. Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be coming on soon to give us his take. I want to get him on about this. Also, I want to get Dr. Ron Paul on to cover all this. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. I got a lot of other calls here, but I know you've got to go, and I've got Millie about to pop in, so we'll talk to you soon. I'll go to Sam and Jason and Bruce and Dan and Ken, everybody, after I finish talking to Millie. But thank you so much, Joel Skousen.
Pleasure to be with you, Alex. Goodbye now.
Thank you. Yeah, I just have children, and the spectacle of that demon creature, Kim Jong-un, and then I watch the photos and videos of his minions, even the ones that are supposedly elite, and they are the most crazy-eyed, skinny, starving clowns in their ridiculous monkey suits feeding on people. But then I look at Pelosi and everybody, and I see how in a few generations from her, you'd have something even worse here. And then I ask, well, then who am I? If I'm ruled by these lazy, hateful, evil people, I can't laugh at North Koreans. I certainly don't laugh. I cry for them. Man, I spent like 30 minutes this morning just looking at photos and videos of North Koreans. That's the stuff they let you see. It was a very haunting photo. I talked about it earlier. It's in a CNN story. Yeah, it was Rex Tillerson's incredibly odd and confusing statement on North Korea. And it shows Kim Jong-un standing there with tank crews. And when you blow it up and look at their faces, each one of their faces, I mean, they believe they're the good guys. They believe that there's this evil enemy that they're up against. They are on another planet, man. They are beyond any cult you've ever seen. And it's like, It's what Hollywood is, though, where the media holds up this star or this person. They may be a great actor. They may be a really beautiful woman, handsome man. But still, it's sick to sit there and just praise them for the so-called position they're in. And then you look at that place where the celebrity is him. And fawning women rushing up like he's Elvis Presley, just grabbing him and throwing themselves at him. And it's so sincere because they're in such a cult. And then he thinks Dennis Rodman's cool. Hadn't been cool in 20 years. And that's never was cool. And that's the only celebrity he can get to go watch a basketball game where he sits there on state-run TV and says, the great Dennis Rodman is here to hear me. And it's just like all a joke. The whole universe is around us. And so much possibility. Look how far humanity's already come. And I just think about what we're ruled by, and it just makes me ask why. Because our weakness is what has allowed that type of weakness to be in charge of things. And then I think about Democrats celebrating nuclear war and rooting for North Korea and all their weird crap and just rooting the economy implode and just like, why? Why? Why does it have to happen like that? And so we just got to do better. But you look at the strange cult-like control they have in communist China and communist North Korea. And they're such hellholes. Why does every trendy push communism as some unrealized utopia, some dream? Look at these photos of the generals and just everyone else. It's just totally and completely ridiculous. Let's go to Millie Weaver for a quick pop report, because they're just out there in California to do detailed reports on a lot of bombshell stuff. I don't want her just coming live on the show to distract from what her and Gavin and Michael Zimmerman and everybody are doing on the team. But Millie, what's the latest information from California in our investigation of the elite's penchant for child trafficking?
Well, hi, Alex. So far today, this morning, we met with the founder of Children of the Night, Dr. Lois Lee, and it was actually pretty amazing because we went to their center, and they actually had young girls and boys living there at the center in, like, little dorms, and they had little bad schools. They had all kinds of nice programs and things. So we actually had some of these children give us a tour around the facility. So that was actually a shock. I mean,
so you're actually now interfacing with children that have been trafficked.
Yeah, I mean, these were, as far as I could see, maybe the youngest, 12-ish. But I talked to Dr. Lois Lee, and she said that she's rescued sexually exploited children as young as 8 years old. So they do come pretty young.
And that's because they're able to speak out by then. A lot of times they just get killed in the even darker stuff, or they get so programmed by it that they just accept it and never speak out.
Well, what it seems to be is, like, there's different elements, there's different vicinities of the trafficking. So what it seems to be is, like, the Children of the Night seems to work with kids that are on the street from poor families, poor areas where their parents are into drugs, and it's an abusive environment where they're being molested at home or raped at home by family members or by drug dealers so their mom can get drugs. And then they end up running off to the street, and then they get picked up by these traffickers or pimps who then prostitute them. But what's very interesting here is that what it seems to be is that the children are not as popular amongst your average everyday Johns, like your average Americans that are looking for prostitution. But what we are
finding... Well, of course, 99.9% don't. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Yes, but what we're finding is that the young children, the pedophile stuff, is very popular amongst the elite circle. And that's what is kind of interesting to see is that you're
of course, the general public's not. It's very rare in the general public. It's an elite taste. That's documented, yes.
Yes. So that's what we're finding, and I don't want to give too much away, but we're speaking with somebody that has worked for various intelligence agencies and that has information that is regarding a travel club that is linked to thousands of children that have gone missing, majority of them from Native American reservations. So we're going to be coming out with that stuff too later on in our investigation, but I don't want to reveal too much.
Exactly. Well, we know up in Canada that was the case. It's been confirmed where they were trafficking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And it's linked to some of these travel clubs where we have serial killers and murderers that do this stuff on behalf of the travel club. And that's kind of where this ties in to the dark web. And that's what we're on our way right now to go to.
Well, sure, there's a lot of travel clubs that go to Haiti, and that's one of their big things is sex tourism and Dominican Republic, the pedophilia. It's just unbelievable.
Exactly. So you do find the pedophilia amongst just your average day street kids, but it is a lot more prevalent amongst the elite circles. And that, I think, speaks volumes that we have these elite people in powerful positions that are actually more into hurting these little kids, whereas it's not as common, although it is. It definitely is.
Well, sure. And I love how media tries to act like this is even going on with the Catholic Church and Penn State. And you got to ask yourself, why is MSM doing that? Because they're sexualizing children. Viacom's famous for it. They are trying to normalize this. They want our children. This is what the elite want. And because it's evil. If they can get us to sexualize our children, we'll accept anything.
Yes, and some of these stories are absolutely disturbing, and they make you just sick to your stomach. I mean, what's going on the deep web right now is pretty... it's pretty gruesome.
I've told you, I don't expect you guys to look at any of this. I know law enforcement's there and everything.
We're not going to be watching.
No, I know law enforcement's all authorized it, but I don't want to tell employees that the... I know you don't even want to. Just do not look at it. We'll be back. I'm going to talk to you some more.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There's a man coming around taking names. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Folks, got Johnny Cash bringing this. I'm about to go back to Millie Weaver. I'll let her get out of here in a minute. I'm going to go talk to Roger Stone with breaking news about Bannon and so much more. I want to thank listeners for supporting us, spreading the articles, spreading the videos. They've tried to create their artificial internet, Google, Facebook, Twitter, to kill our free speech. And there's going to be antitrust deals coming up in Congress. They're going to get defeated again. This is not China. They're not going to just kill our free speech so easily. But it is important to know we have really great products everybody needs that have changed my life and changed so many other people's lives, the nutraceuticals, the supplements, the books, the films, all of it's about changing the world. We've got more of the children's fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine in right now in bubblegum flavor. The adults sold out. So be sure and try that out. And for the first time in 4 years, we're facing a major deep earth iodine, the clean crystal form of it. So we're about to produce what could be our last run of it. We're going to probably sell out today, at least for a few days until more gets in, of the iodine. Here are some of the reviews. This is Gabriel from an undisclosed location. Why did I wait so long to try it? Best product that I've purchased from InfoWars so far. I've been taking Survival Shield X2 for 3 weeks now, and I love it. I wish I would have tried it sooner. My energy levels are up, and my whole body feels like operating efficiently and clean. So many people have major deficiencies in it. You'll die if you don't have it. I'm smarter since taking this. That's Flo Anderson in Denver, Colorado. Wow, noticeable difference in my brain. I'm remembering things I couldn't before and making connections that eliminate that elevate my game. Love the stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. 33% off Caveman, It's Back In, the Bone Broth, Turmeric, and much more. Formula, we're going to have 25% off on the X2 today in the newsletter, and another item will be 50% off if you're signed up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter to do that. It's free. Okay, Millie, well, I just want to commend your courage and the rest of the crew's courage, because this is one of the areas where I actually am a wimp. I've investigated it. I've talked to the police. I've seen the articles. It gets under my skin, and it makes me angry at a primitive level. So I know it's probably rough for you guys. What is it like being out there meeting with law enforcement, going to these orphanages, seeing the facts for yourself? What's it like?
Well, it's pretty sad. It's pretty heartbreaking. Definitely when I went and saw all those young kids there, it was like, wow, you know, I can't believe. It's just crazy to see faces, you know, to actually see the people that are being affected by this, the children that are being affected by this. And so that, to me, was, like, really shocking because I wasn't really prepared for that. But, you know, some of the stories even that we've been hearing, having to investigate this about the dark web, are pretty, you know, they're pretty, like, They make your stomach just feel sick. They make you just want to, like, oh, I don't even know how to explain it. It just completely makes you sick to your stomach to hear some of the stuff that's going on out there.
What makes me even sicker is that to see media making jokes about it or Salon pushing pedophilia.
Yeah, I mean, that too, how you've had these, like, groups like that VerPed group where they're saying they're virtuous pedophiles. And at the same time, it's like, well, I don't really see, I mean, I know they're saying they're not going out and committing the crimes. Well, we don't know if that's necessarily true, but at the same time, if somebody is saying they're a virtuous pedophile, I don't think that they should be trusted around children or have those rights to be a school teacher or any type of authoritative figure around children, because that means that there's a risk associated.
All right, Millie, we're praying for you, Gavin, and of course, Zimmerman. Great job. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. And big reports when you get back in HD. Real groundbreaking stuff. 4 hours straight ahead. Spread the link.
Thank you for listening.
They're trying to censor us.
Thanks, Alex.
Don't let them win.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Fourth hour, Roger Stone and myself. InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link, please.